Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the broadcast, Doers of the Word, sharing the Word of God that is going to set you free. Today we're going to talk about overcoming destruction. You know, Jesus wants you to overcome all destruction, and He wants you to be seeing victory and seeing the Lord do a mighty work in you. In Psalms 103, verse 4, the Bible says, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." You know, the Lord's a God of grace and mercy and peace and health and prosperity and victory and love. He wants to see all these things accomplished in your life. He has redeemed your life from destruction. That means destruction has no right to have dominion in your life. How did He do it? Jesus went to the cross, and through the cross and the resurrection, He redeemed us, and He destroyed him that had the power of death. Hebrews 2:14, and it says that as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He, speaking of Jesus Himself, likewise took part of the same, that through death, through that avenue of death, He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And that's exactly what He did for us, praise God. We know that Jesus, when He came in His earthly ministry, He was destroying the works of the enemy. And you know what? He's given you authority to destroy the works of the enemy in your own life. 1 John 3, verse 8, that for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. God wants to destroy the works of the devil in your life, and through the name of Jesus you can do it. John 10:10 says the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." He wants to bring life to you. The devil is responsible for all the stealing, all the killing, all the destruction that has occurred in any area of your life, whether it's physically, mentally, financially, socially, in any kind of realm in your life. Exodus 15, verse 9, talks about the enemy's attitude. He says, "I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them, I'll draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them." That's the devil's attitude. If you think the devil's out there not trying to do some destructive work, you're mistaken. The Bible says that he wants to pursue us, overtake us, bring destruction upon us. Praise God, we have Jesus on the inside of us. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, and you can triumph in all things in Christ because He's made you more than a conqueror. You know, the devil's trying to get to you in the area of your soul, in your mind, your will, your emotions, so that he can really bring destruction. The Bible says in Psalms 40, verse 14, talking about those that seek after my soul to destroy it. And he says, "Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil." Well, that's what God says. He's going to drive those enemies backward. He's going to put them to shame. He's going to put the enemy and the enemies, the devil, working in circumstances or through people trying to bring evil upon you. They seek after your soul. That's your will, your intellect, your emotions, your mind. God wants you to resist that enemy steadfast and seek after the ways of the Lord and take authority over the enemy, and the enemies will be driven backward, praise God. At the same time, you know, we're going to have a lot of pressure and affliction and things that come against us. You know, Paul talked about how he was troubled on every side in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It said he was yet not distressed. He was perplexed but not in despair. He was persecuted but not forsaken. He was cast down but not destroyed. Have you been cast down because of situations that have come? Well, you haven't been destroyed. Realize that God has redeemed you from that destruction, and He will lift you up. And as you learn to walk in the Spirit, you'll get to the place where you won't be cast down. You'll be overcoming. You'll be rejoicing in the midst of every situation. You'll be speaking the Word of God and taking the enemy on head on in every situation, taking dominion over him, resisting him, and seeing him flee from you. You know, in Exodus chapter 12, it talks about the blood that was to be applied there on the house, on the side posts, And it said then when the Lord saw that he'd pass over them, the plague would not be upon them, the destroyer would not be able to come into their house to smite us. And Revelation 12:11 says they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You're going to overcome because of the blood of Jesus. You have a blood covenant with God. You are in fellowship with him when you've confessed your sins, and the blood of Jesus has cleansed you from all sin. The Bible says in 1 John 1:7, if we walk in fellowship, what happens? We're cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Now remember, when we have sin in our life, we should immediately go to the Lord, confess that sin, and receive that forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, so that we will not have any open doors for the devil to work in our life. Now we got to stay in right fellowship with the Lord. We walk the straight and narrow, and we will not see destruction come in our life. Matthew 7:13 says this, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction." Oh, there's a wide gate and a broad way that leads to destruction. It says, "Many there be which go therein." Well, we're not going to be those that go that way. Instead, we're going to walk the straight and the narrow. We're going to walk the narrow way of the Word of God. Narrow is that way that is going to lead to life. So you've got to choose God's Word. God's Word is the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And as you walk after the truth, that's His way, and He will bring forth life in you. In Romans 6:6, there's another principle for you to overcome destruction. The Bible says that we need to know that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. God wants you to destroy all sin in your life. You're not going to serve sin anymore. You have been redeemed from sin. Now, the Bible says in Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. You don't have to let that law of sin and death operate in your life anymore. You can walk free according to the ways of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. This is why you got to get the Word in you. And you got to learn to speak the Word of God and have that Word hidden in your heart and do what it says. Psalm 17:4. The Bible says concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. You're going to be kept from the paths of the destroyer because you are going to walk in line with God's word. You're going to get in the word, you're going to speak the word, and do the word, and that's going to be the path that leads to life in your life. In Malachi 3:8-11, the Bible talks about how we need to be tithers. If you want to stop destruction from coming your way, you better be a tither and a giver of offerings. As you bring the tithes into the storehouse, there'll be meat in his house. And he says, prove me in this area if I'll not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there's not room enough to receive it. And he says, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes in verse 11, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. If you've been seeing some destruction of the fruits of your ground, that is a work of the enemy. God says he'll rebuke the devourer. You better be a tither. That's a tenth, and it's not the tenth of the net. It's a tenth of the gross. Remember that as the tenth of the gross that you are to bring unto the Lord and then give of offerings as he directs you and as you purpose in your heart giving willingly unto him. And he will rebuke that devourer, and the destruction will not come upon you in your life. In Psalms 143:11, he says, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. Are you being oppressed and afflicted in your soul? Is your soul in trouble? You got problems in your mind and your emotions? God says he's going to cut off those enemies through the mercy of God, and he's going to destroy all those that afflict the soul, because you're going to take dominion, and you're going to utterly destroy them all. You know, in Numbers 21:2, it said there, and Israel was to vow a vow unto the Lord, and he says, if you'll indeed deliver this people into my hand, I'll utterly destroy their cities. And it said, the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. This is, in the Old Testament, it's physical types of spiritual realities. Israel's a type of the church. And we see that the people that they were dealing with are a type of the demonic spirits that serve Satan that are trying to bring destruction. And the cities are the areas of bondage in your life. God says that you're going to cast out all these spirits. You're going to drive every one of them out because God has delivered them into your hand. You have authority over them, and you're going to destroy their cities, their bondages in your life. And he says, utterly destroy them all. Don't let any of them remain. Totally eliminate all the enemies in your life. Psalms 107, verse 20, it says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Get in the word of God. It'll bring healing and it will deliver you from all destruction. And you better not let yourself be moved by the enemy's attacks. You know, in Job 5:22, it says, at destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. You're not going to be afraid of what the devil tries to bring. Instead, you're going to be in confidence in the Lord, and you're going to laugh at what the enemy brings, tries to bring at you, because you're going to speak the word, and God's going to move and drive out the enemies, put them underfoot, and he's going to meet your needs. He's going to bring forth his promises in your life. The Bible says over in Psalms 118, verse 10, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You're going to shoot the arrow of deliverance and destroy the enemies. In Psalms 144, it talks about that. You see, God's given you authority. Jeremiah 1:10 says, I've put you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root them out, to pull them down, to destroy them, to throw them down, to build and to plant. God has given us the authority and the responsibility to root out, pull down, destroy, and throw down every work of the enemy, and then to build and plant the things of God. Jeremiah 51:20 says, you're my battle axe and my weapon of war. He says, for with thee will I break in peace the pieces of the nations, and with thee I will destroy the kingdoms. We're going to destroy the kingdoms of the enemy. We're going to see those strongholds be cut off in our life. Amos chapter 2, verse 9, he talks about how he destroyed the Amorite. And he says that, yet I destroyed his fruit from above and his roots from beneath. God wants you to cut off the bad fruit of the enemy and get rid of the roots. That's the demonic strongholds. As you cast them out and you fill yourself up with the word and you repent and turn away, though you have no more of the negative fruit, you're going to destroy the fruit from above and the roots from beneath and be set free. And pursue those enemies, destroy them, turn not again until they're totally eliminated under your feet. Praise God. God's going to give you the victory. He's redeemed you. Start taking dominion and drive them out of your life and walk in victory and see the life of God in you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.